We begin the day with a lot of outrage at the United Nations, and that is about it. On Wednesday, the UN addressed what is now the world's latest refugee crisis. More than 400,000 Rohingyas have fled their homes in Myanmar in the last month. The UN says the Muslim minority is a target of ethnic cleansing by Myanmar's military. But Myanmar leader and Nobel Peace Laureate Aung San Suu Kyi says her country is in a battle against Rohingya militants, groups that she calls terrorists. But the evidence that has been gathered in just the past few weeks, it suggests that there is much more here than a military campaign against terror. Rohingyas have been fleeing Rakhine State in Myanmar, heading north into neighboring Bangladesh, as you see right there. The Prime Minister of Bangladesh today criticized both Rohingya militants and Myanmar's military, but said the state should take back its people and stop killing the innocent. Now, Human Rights Watch says that satellite images over Myanmar confirm claims that entire villages have been wiped out. I want you to look at this image. It shows a township in Rakhine State. Now, it was taken on the 30th of January, 2014. About 80% of the people who lived here were Rohingyas. Now, fast forward. An image of the same township from earlier this month. You see right there, a blackened hole, which Human Rights Watch says proves that entire Rohingya settlements are being destroyed.
Homes reduced to ashes. Good. This video shot by a refugee shows what many of Myanmar's Rohingya Muslims are leaving behind. The UN now says around 370,000 of them have fled to neighboring Bangladesh in the last month.